is a wonderful way to kickstart your communications to us. It is the Friday morning mailbag. Yeah, here are the accumulations of your communications throughout the week via all the avenues of communique. Except Morse code. We have not received any Morse code telegrams.
Not yet.
I would like to see that. I would like to see that. You can always call us, email us, text us, show up. It is no jail mail, no spam on my front, but several emails we're not supposed to read on the radio that came from upper management.
Really?
Got this from IT. Good morning, team. There have been several spoofing attempts lately to several employees. I urge you to be very careful clicking on emails and attachments. I didn't read the rest because I closed it, and I thought that in and of itself could have been a spoof.
For crying out loud,
how
you
am
never
I supposed
know.
To trust it? I haven't read an email in 3 days.
Who are you really?
My life is so much better. So much better.
Retired Ricky sending us a list of all the holidays. It's not just all the things that we were talking about earlier on today.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's opening an umbrella indoors day as well.
Oh, that's fun.
And a Friday the 13th. Do we want to tempt fate?
I don't know.
I mean,
it has rained in this studio before. We have had bunches of water come from the sky inside the studio.
That's great.
So it wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah.
To that point, I got this 2 days ago, I believe. Carpets will be cleaned next Saturday. And that includes ground floor, second floor, third floor, and stairs. In preparation of this, they say, please clear the floors in your personal area. If you don't, it could get damp or be gone completely.
Oh, boy.
To which engineering said, no stairs.
No stairs.
So put your stuff on the stairs, all your personal items, and that should solve everything.
Yeah, they also offered to help if we need any.
Oh.
Okay.
Well,
so,
now I just want to make them do things.
I know. No kidding.
Can all you, right.
Okay, so come on over later on this afternoon. Love, Heather.
CC everybody.
This is from Linda.
Hi,
hey,
Linda.
KB.
What's up?
I think I heard you say you were on a West Texas station at one time.
I was.
I grew up in Midland.
Ah.
Now I live in the Stephenville area. I love the trees. I enjoy your morning showing. I think that means morning
Thank
show.
Yeah.
But we do like showing.
Appreciate that.
Thanks so much for the morning laughs.
Yeah. I was on
Good
in,
morning,
in Lubbock. I was never on the radio there in Midland and or Odessa. But I hear KNFM is still alive these days. Allison says, I don't know how to feel about the Pete Hegseth character this week. Well, you know, I don't know if he cares what any of us think.
You got a problem with that?
Right? Yeah. All right, there may be more of that in the future.
So how can I get my song on your station?
Ooh.
This is from one Sean Christian.
Hi,
now,
Sister Christian.
If we do need some step-by-step instructions, what you want to do is you want to get a recording, and then you want to get a hit.
Right.
And then in about 20, 30 years, we will play it right here. Or you can just do it the easy way and go out to Hank's Jam on Wednesday nights.
Bingo.
Ding, 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 ding. All the cool kids are doing it.
County Line
Ice House. A whole lot of fun.
Sandra says that her kids love, this is a callback to last week, love Blippi. And thought that we stole Will It Float from him.
Let's see if it sinks or floats.
No. Now, if we played Sinks or Floats, yes.
Let's see if it sinks or floats.
No, we ripped it off of somebody else.
I don't think you understand what you're doing to me with that, because little Bo used to love the Blippi so much that...
I have problems with Blippi now.
Nana Kim actually bought him a matching orange and blue outfit.
I take umbrage. With Blippi.
Mm-hmm.
I take umbrage.
Yeah, he's not wearing a hoodie or a onesie like Uncle KB.
Mark says, Mark from Wisconsin says, got a bone to pick.
Uh-oh.
I love your flashbacks. Sometimes I take notes and discuss with my wife later in the day. I actually do a bit and get a bit nerdy. Anyway, this is from yesterday. T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
Oh.
Being first recorded by Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
But you played Trouble by Elvis, which was released in the 1950s. Yes. He said, I first heard it while I was eating lunch at Graceland.
Ooh.
Well, I did a little research on that. That's right. Elvis had two songs named Trouble.
Right.
But the other one was the spelled out one. And that's...
Perfect. Look what just walked through that door.
And then I sent him the link to it.
Well, hello,
there you go. Buddy listens in Wisconsin.
Aww.
And we appreciate that.
That's so
Thank
sweet.
You.
You're the best. best cheese up there.
Such great cheese.
Tommy, keeping it very simple. Mm. I think he has a thought about this whole new Taco Bell menu that we were discussing.
Yeah.
He simply says, tacos, por favor.
Queso.
Okay, got it.
Shauna says, I typically have to be at work at 5, so I pretty much miss your entire show, but thanks for posting it on the website. Well, look at that. KB and Heather Lee, Everyday Replay. Free
replay.
Plug.
Replay.
921HankFM.com. Mm-hmm. From Facebook, are you guys available to book for parties?
Party? Yeah.
I mean, well,
we are the party.
You can invite us. We're not that kind of DJ.
Oh, boy. Bill Robinette from Gatesville. Well, he's got some thoughts on the time change. He doesn't know what people are complaining about. He says, yes, it meant we had to be at work an hour earlier.
Mm.
But it also meant we got to listen to you live an hour earlier.
See?
Bill, look at you.
Or on the KB and Heather Lee Everyday
Replay. Replay, replay, replay.
This may be the finest compliment ever received in my entire career. This comes from Mike, not my dad. Mike says, you guys remind me of how radio used to be.
Aww.
Unless he was listening in Midland, Odessa. Bryce from Hank Promo Staff is interested in joining the writing staff, asking, is it a paid gig?
Really?
It's more of a, how to explain this, more of an internship-ish thing, maybe?
Uh-huh.
You get college credit, but none of them are in college, so I don't know how that works.
Okay, and we have someone named Bryce?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good kid. Right.
Welcome,
watch
Bryce.
Out.
I've never
he's
met
gonna,
him.
He's going to be a good.
Okay, I like it. It's straight from Tony over in England today.
Tony!
I love this one. A shout-out to my favorite radio station, 92.1 Hank FM.
That's us.
I've been listening for a few months and love it.
Thanks.
They play an awesome selection of country music from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s.
Oh.
Morning show host Ken Buckner and the fabulous Heather Lee are awesome and are kind enough to mention me often, have made me feel like part of the Hankster family. I have also met some new friends like Doris, April, and Barbecue James.
Fantastic.
You know, the world isn't all bad anymore.
No.
Come on. I love that.
I, again, can't believe we get past the language barrier. It's beautiful. This from Bushwhacker.
Oh.
Yeah. I think a whole lot more people listen to you guys than you think.
Get your time,
touché. I meet with my friends at the coffee shop nearly every late morning, and we're usually talking about something y'all talked about that morning, and it all dawned on us that we were listening to the same thing every
cute.
Morning. Well, that's cool. Jake asks, have you ever been to Chicago before? Yes, but it's been like 20 years. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited. And then he says, don't get shot. Okay, that's fine.
It's one to
and then we have this from you, buddy. What's up?
Yeah, hey, Nolan Atkins. How are you?
Well, hi there, Nolan.
Two things. First of all, you're going to Chicago.
Yes.
Woo!
Stop off at the Lincoln Museum in Springfield. You'll love it.
Very nice tip.
And then second of all, on your website, it says Fort Worth. F-O-R-T-H Worth. I need to get that changed.
It says that on the website?
Yes, Fort Worth. On the contact page.
On the contact page. Okay, I'm going to it right now. Contact us. Fort Worth.
All right.
Hey, guys, you're wonderful. I love you. You have a great day.
Thank you for that. I'll tell you what, I'll fix that when I get back from Chicago. Yeah, there it is. Friday morning mailbag. We'll play Friday morning fake news for Travis Tritt tickets. Maybe they just typed it with a lisp. It's possible on the website.